With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. As if Texas wasn't already experiencing enough, a human case of highly pathogenic avian influenza has now been found in the Lone Star State. This past week, a case was found in a dairy cow, causing concerns of a new form of spread. While she thinks it's good to be cautious, Renee Anthony, the center director of the Great Plains Center for Agricultural Health, says there was a case in 2022 of a transmission from a bird to human.
That hasn't happened since. So finding out what's going on in Texas, it's gone from bird to cattle to human. And so we're a little bit more concerned than we have been in the past. There may be, you know, a limited isolated case happening in Texas, but we really need to be prepared for the next step.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention says to avoid diseased or dead animals. Anthony says if a farmer can't do that.
Sorry, guys, put back on some respiratory protection and do some hand washing. So we're really looking at more than just wearing those cloth masks that we used before. We're really looking at wearing these, you know, N95s, if we can get our hands on those when we're working around sick cattle. The less we are breathing in air that may be contaminated with the virus, the lower our chance of.
Again, Renee Anthony, the center director of the Great Plains Center for Agricultural Health.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report.